actually one of the only real singers in that movie.
Okay. You tell me Tom Cruise didn't sing his own parts?
I don't know. He probably had the alien sing it for him. But no, hey, you missed something on the Entertainment Report I thought you might find incredibly funny.
What's that?
I think Starz Magazine put out the top 20 most hated celebrities in Hollywood.
I did see that. We didn't get to it, but I was excited about who was number one.
Yeah, between number one and number 20 on the top 20 list, I think there was some serious confusion on
this. I agree. I think somebody got flip-flopped. Speaking of dyslexia, I think there was a mix-up. Who should have been one and who should have been 20? We don't have time to get into it today, I don't think. We may be able to do it in the last segment, but thanks for the heads-up. I did have that printed off.
Have fun.
All right, appreciate it, TJ. Not to be confused with JT. Let's go to Barrett Salee, not to be confused with anyone else, I guess. Barrett, how are you, man?
Good, Josh.
We're all over the place today, so I don't know. Anyway, spring football is wrapping up for Arkansas. It has already wrapped up for other places. I was amazed that people in Kentucky, it turns out, actually do care about football. I had no idea.
Yeah, you didn't get my subtle joke. I called you the wrong name on purpose. No, because what I was leading. Yeah, Kentucky was impressive. You know, I think jumping up from 4,500 last year to they said over 45,000. I think that was a pretty reasonable estimate after what we saw. So, Mark Stoops has got those boys fired up. It's a good hire. I think he's done a fantastic job recruiting, and as long as he gets to a bowl game, he's the right man for that job.
Yeah, but I've said he's not going to, so one of us is going to be wrong, either the people who paid him or me. I like the people who paid him.
Well, the one thing Kish doesn't have is job security ever, and getting to a bowl game at Kentucky, if he can do that, I think that he's got job security for as long as he wants it, and he may not want it long because he may be having his door beaten down by other programs wanting to hire him. So, so far so good. There's not much of a resume to go on, but so far so good for Mark Stoops in Kentucky.
Brett Bielema is calling for a record crowd in Fayetteville this weekend as well. The weather should be pretty good. Hopefully they do turn out in large numbers. The Arkansas quarterback question will still be unanswered at the end of spring, but it does look like Brandon Allen has taken the lead in the quarterback race.
If all things are being equal in that race, I would go with Brandon Mitchell just because I think with the roster turnover and the transition to a new offense, you're going to be inconsistent. The offense is not going to be clicking at all times. And, because of that, having Brandon Mitchell's ability to make, plays with his legs, I think is probably a good thing to have. But Brandon Allen wins the job, he wins the job. And, I think, Bielema obviously would know more than anybody else. But, if it's close, I would still give some slight edge to Brandon Mitchell just because of his dual threat capabilities. But, like you said, I doubt it's settled by the end of spring. I think that they, it's going to last probably longer through the summer than Arkansas fans would like because there's going to be plenty of competition joining that battle this summer.
Barrett Salee, BleacherReport.com, joining us on the Revolution Hotline, and we are talking SEC football, of course, as we always do when he is on. What else has stood out to you about the spring football around the league?
LSU, Zach Mettenberger, you don't get good, it's hard to get good information really anywhere these days. But Zach Mettenberger, literally every single press release that LSU sends out has the same headline: Zach Mettenberger shines in LSU's blank scrimmage. I mean, it's just like a broken record. So I think that's been big. I think what Georgia was able to do in their spring game, their defense was so strong. I mean, that defense is going to be solid, and that may be all it takes for them to get back to the position to play for a BCS national championship. And aside from that, I think that watching the new guys, watching Bielema at Arkansas, watching what Malzahn does at Auburn, Butch Jones at Tennessee, I think that's been interesting. I think Tennessee is sort of a mystery still, just because there has not been any separation and really no information in the quarterback race. It seems like that's sort of the forgotten race, and we'll see what happens this Saturday in their spring game.
I never thought I would see a Tennessee program with so many questions. It is crazy how far that program has fallen since their national title days.
Even back in the mid-2000s, they were at least contending for SEC titles, and they are so far out of contention right now that it's crazy. But, Butch Jones has got a pretty big job on his hands, and I think he can handle it. He's a good coach, but it's patience is wearing thin on Rocky Top, so they may need to get things turned around quickly.
quarterback heads to the NFL, your offensive coaches who are worth a darn head to Arkansas. So, yeah, that's a good
and,
indication.
And every wide receiver leaves.
Yes, exactly. That's a good indication of where you are. Also saw in the news today, Kirby Smart getting paid in a big, big way. The days of the million-dollar coordinator, as we said earlier, not unprecedented. But, boy, he's really taking it to the next level.
Yeah, he really is. You know, it's Kirby Smart, he, you know, he sort of lives in obscurity because of what, you know, Nick Saban being the figurehead of that defense. But Kirby Smart makes a lot of those decisions. It's Kirby Smart's defense. Nick Saban just sort of guides him in directions that he wants the team to go to. So, you know, Kirby Smart, I think, is now sort of in that Will Muschamp role. And Muschamp was defensive coordinator and coach in waiting in Texas. He's got a really, really good gig, and he's not going to be tempted by any job except an elite job. And I think Will Muschamp showed that you can successfully parlay that into a good job, and I think Kirby Smart thinks that he can follow suit. So, you know, $1.35 million in 2014 and 2015 for Kirby Smart. It's going to take a really, really good head coaching job to get him away from Alabama. And who knows? Maybe they're setting him up to be Nick Saban's a successor once Nick Saban decides to hang him up. You know, who knows? But wherever he goes after this, Kirby Smart is got a good thing going for him in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, that's my deal. I mean, we talked about that just a minute ago. I don't think they've officially said anything, but it does appear that they are making him head coach in waiting.
I think they, if I had to guess, it does appear that they're doing that. And I think that's smart. It's smart that they're not designating him the coach in waiting, because I hate that. I think a lot of that bad has sort of gone by the wayside now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it looks like he's the coach in waiting. I would imagine at this point, unless, you know, Ohio State or Florida State or Florida or Georgia or what, you know, especially Georgia, if Mark Richt retires, then Kirby Smart could be a candidate there. But it's going to have to be a big job to get him away from Tuscaloosa.
That's a great point. And I think, yeah, the whole head coach in waiting concept is stupid, and it normally doesn't work out anyway. I'm head coach in waiting. What are you doing now then? I'm going to Florida to be the head coach there. Oh, okay.
Exactly.
The whole thing, it never works out the way it's supposed to, almost. I mean, it seems like, and when it does, it normally doesn't go so well. So, that's kind of what. Remember the weirdest one was at West Virginia, where they brought in what's his name,
Holgerson for a year.
Yeah, well, and he was supposed to be head coach and win, and then like, yeah, you're out. Holgerson's the coach. Oh, okay. That's
and then what about Maryland? When James Franklin was the coach in waiting, they fired Ralph Reed after winning the ACC Coach of the Year, partly because they didn't want James Franklin. And look what James Franklin's doing, and Maryland has Randy Etch.
Yeah, well, and he may do okay there, despite the horrific uniforms. But, yeah, I think Franklin was certainly a safe bet.
Franklin's doing okay for himself.
Well, the good thing is Kirby Smart has a lot of money. Maybe he can funnel some of it to former University of Georgia head coach Jim Donnan, who you may have seen is in big trouble, charged in a Ponzi scheme. And those are two phrases that I don't want to be involved in. Ponzi scheme or coach in waiting, those are two things that normally have negative connotations. Grand jury last week returning an 85-count indictment against Donnan and Gregory Crabtree of Proctorville, Ohio. The charges include conspiracy, mail fraud, and wire fraud. That's not good.
No, it's not good. It's that's been sort of bouncing around for a little while now. And some of the actual figures and the people that he defrauded, I think, are pretty stunning. A lot of coaches that he knows in both football and basketball. So yeah, it's odd because Jim Donnan, you know, when you talk to him, he's the nicest guy in the world. He's really unassuming. He doesn't seem like a guy that would be involved in a Ponzi scheme, but maybe I just don't hang out with enough Ponzi schemers. I don't know.
Well, here's the deal. This is like suing somebody because they set a fire and you stuck your hand in there and you got burned. We were just playing a Weird Al Yankovic song called I'll Sue You, where he basically has all these ridiculous thoughts of...
it was horrible.
It is a terrible song, but it's how people sue each other. It's over the stupidest things. Well, this is one of those things. Look, if you didn't learn anything from John L. Smith, learn this. Football coaches don't have the first clue how to invest money. So if you're dumb enough to give your money to a guy whose resume includes head football coach at XYZ University, you deserve to lose the money you give that coach.
No, absolutely. I agree.
Barrett, you agree with this man far too easily.
No, here's the thing. Look, I don't think Jim Donnan should even be charged. I think the guy who gave him the money should be charged for being basically... stupid. I don't know if that's against the law. Apparently it isn't, because then the Westboro church would have to shut down, but still.
I agree. You know, he still had a lot, you know, he shouldn't be using the money for his own, you know, personal use, but, I agree. You know, it's not just athletes, but, you know, just entertainers in general, people without a business background, you know, getting a little small, low yield, you know, Vanguard account that pays off a small percentage every year is a pretty good gig when you're investing $3 million, $4 million, $5 million in it. you know, it's not sexy, but it works.
Right.
You know? So, you know, I agree. And, you know, it's, again, maybe I'm just not hanging out with Potter anymore.
Well, look, I know I'm infinitely more talented as far as spending money and handling finances than Jim Donnan is, and I don't see anybody offering me
any
money.
But how do you know that? Like, that's my thing. Like, how do you know for sure that he doesn't have
a... Know.
Yeah, exactly. Barry, you agree far too easily with this man.
No, I'm agreeing with you far too easily now, so... See, yeah. Well, my problem is I gave all my money to Lenny Dykstra to handle, and that didn't work out well either, so...
Yeah, that's not the best thing, though. At least it wasn't Nevin Shapiro.
That's a good point,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
I don't think he needed the money. It was a matter of who he was giving his money to.
That's true.
There was a phrase in A Few Good Men that never really gets used. There are a lot of quotes from that movie, but one of my favorite phrases in that is a Tom Cruise phrase, galactically stupid. If you are galactically stupid, you don't deserve any sort of recourse in the courts. And
yeah,
I think this guy qualifies. Yeah.
Speaking of, I apropos of nothing on busted coverage yesterday, Keenan McCardell's selling his house for $2.7 million. It has dueling rock slides, an indoor man cave hot tub pool, grotto. It's amazing. Go look it up.
Wait a minute. Okay, one more time.
Okay, Keenan McCardell, former NFL wide receiver,
right,
selling his mansion for $2.7 million. It's a steal at $2.7 million. It has dueling water rock slides, and underneath it has a hot tub in a cave with a four-person bar and a TV.
So that's
it's
like the flavor of grotto.
Okay.
They're trying to make that like the grotto.
Wow.
It's better than the grotto. Not that I've been to the grotto, but I would imagine. Well,
it's like the grotto without the Playmates.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they had some Playmates there.
No, those are skanks.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, skanks. Pardon me. Playmates, skanks.
The difference
my
between
apologies.
A skank and a Playmate is, of course, whether or not you're hanging out at Hugh's house
I
or not.
I was about to say, what That's is true. The difference?
And so it's a fine line, Christina. It's a fine line.
Fine line.
Okay, last but not least, let me ask you this, Barrett Sali, as we bring you on to talk SEC football. Let me ask you something that's not in any way related. Although there are a lot of SEC guys who play in the NFL. Faith Hill has hung it up for we don't know why, but she's decided she's had enough
I'm
of these Sunday night football.
She got canned.
She didn't get canned. She quit. We're going with that because nobody said any different. And besides, why would you fire Faith Hill? So who should replace Faith Hill on Sunday Night Football? We've had such brilliant ideas as a Tupac hologram. We've had Weird Al Yankovic. And the best one, the most legitimate one, was probably Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood, I think, that's a good pick because, yeah, I mean, she's still – Faith Hill's got that country edge. Carrie Underwood's pop, but she's country too. And, yeah, I Carrie Underwood's solid. You know, she's blonde. She's good-looking. She'll attract the male audience. Yeah. You know, honestly, that's the only, aside from the Falcons game, the Sunday night NFL intro is about the only thing in the NFL I watch on a weekly basis.
That's about it. Well, I'm going to go ahead and mark you down for a Weird Al Yankovic vote, then, if you don't
mind. No. What about a Beyonce or Rihanna?
Well, Weird Al was great in the naked gun, beginning of the naked gun.
Yeah, she's more of a Thursday night football gal, I would think.
Rihanna?
Know? Yeah, if she breaks up with Chris Brown officially and it's over for good, then I might move her to Sunday night.
But maybe,
until
possibly.
Then, she's relegated to Thursday night or maybe the preseason Wednesday night games, something like that.
Yeah, that one in Canton.
Yeah, exactly. What time do they play that? Like 4 in the morning. All right, Barrett, appreciate it as always. We will follow your work.
All right, see you.
That is Barrett Sali, BleacherReport.com. Always good. This is for you, Christina. Actually, we need to use this every time you come in. Except you're not an idiot.
And you know what else is too funny? The stupid monopoly money. Can't take them seriously at all. Monopoly money that is now worth more than yours. Well, maple syrup and snow is what they export. They treat curling just like it's a real sport. They think their silly accent is so cute. Can't understand a thing they're talking about. That is good, though. Sure, they get
their national healthcare. Does he talk about them living in igloos? Because they do. Arkansas, if you're going to buy a car, do not go to Canada. Go to Benton, Arkansas. Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Doesn't matter if you have no credit or bad credit or Canadian credit, they can help you. Over 500 new cars to choose from.